that is my next guest. She is a singer-songwriter called Monica Aben, and that is her track Kids in LA. And fingers crossed she's joining me on the phone now. Are you there?
Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. What time is it there in California?
It's 4:32 in the morning.
Thank you for getting up. Thank you so much. I just want to say that is such a fantastic track. Beautiful production. Your voice sounds great on it as well. And there's lots of things coming in and out on that track. There's interest all over the place. It's fabulous.
Right, kind of like growing up. It's a hot mess, but it works.
Before we talk about your EP called Postcards, let's talk about when did you first discover music?
So I definitely grew up with music all around me. My mom was a Hawaiian Polynesian dancer, and I think that impacted me more than I ever expected it to. And I think I really only figured it out recently because, you know, in the Hawaiian and Polynesian culture, it's like a lot of storytelling through dance, the hand gestures, even like the lyrics within the song are so incredibly descriptive. And so that I didn't really grow up listening to Spice Girls or Britney Spears. I was really late to that game. And I just really enjoyed that. And so I think I was kind of always going to be a storyteller. I just kind of had to fumble on my own, live a little bit, and it just manifested as a songwriter.
And did you have any, when you started to listen to sort of contemporary music, did you get anybody that kind of inspired you?
I loved Celine Dion and like musicals. Evita was my first CD.
Yeah.
Let me think, what else? Everything from, my dad collected vinyl, so even Steppenwolf, like Pusher, I always say the wrong name, but like that I said was my favorite song in fourth grade, which prompted the school to call my dad, you know. Mm. They were like, this is problematic, but I just kind of like the rock and roll of it. But just all over the place, all genres.
Mm. And what came first for you? Did you suddenly realize that you could sing? And do you play instruments as well?
I do. So I have played piano by ear since I was like 4 years old. You know, so many different teachers off and on have tried to get me to learn how to read music. And it just, it's a tough one. So I played that. And then actually I was pretty sick in high school my sophomore year. So 10th grade. And my parents were trying to find ways to make me, you know, feel better about everything. Like health things are never fun. My school allowed me to create a guitar class as long as I found like a teacher that would moderate it and three other students. So I convinced my best friends to take a guitar class, and it kind of felt like a absolute dream because we had a beautiful green lawn at my high school, and it was like 3 days a week we just got to learn guitar. So that's how I kind of started singing, because it felt so awkward to just play the guitar to the songs and not sing along. And then the rest is history. It just didn't suck.
Do you remember the first song that you wrote, and how old were you?
Okay, I must have been 16 years old. The first song I wrote, it was either, oh, this is so embarrassing. It was either this song called I'm Going Places, which sounds really like kind of narcissistic, but it's not. It was more about how I didn't want to go to college.
Yeah.
That or the song that is called Seashells, which lives on YouTube somewhere.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
It's for sure out there somewhere on the ether.
Yeah. When you write songs, so say you're sitting down to write a song, are you somebody that wakes up in the middle of the night and you get lyrics and you have to write them down or speak them into your phone, or do you get melodies, or is it on the piano?
You know, I'm really a lyric person first, but almost always like the piano and lyrics will come together. Like I love to write on the piano generally. Yeah, I think that's usually, and it's kind of spiritual. Like I don't really remember song ideas coming to life, or even songs for that matter, like even Reasons to Reminisce. I feel like I wrote that during an emotional blackout.
Yeah.
All of a sudden I just had a song.
And it just appeared.
Yeah.
So when you go into the studio to record, do you have all the other parts in your head? Like you might say like the bass or the flute or brass or, you know, drums. Do you kind of build the song from there?
I really, for me, it's usually like a few piano melodies that I want layered, and sometimes like the bass will play the other melody or a guitar, right? But that's where I really like collaborating when it comes to like bringing it to life, whereas I really enjoy writing alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are like my two happy spots.
Yeah. Now, the new EP, which is called Postcards, you've got a lot of, I've looked on you, you've got a lovely website. I like your website, by the way. I had a little nose. But you've got some amazing reviews, which number one is fabulous. So tell us about the tracks on Postcards. And also, you can tell me about the track listing poem, which is amazing.
Thanks. It's really exciting. So the first song on the EP is called CPH. And that was a song that initially was written, I wrote it really sad. And I don't know why, because it came out of such a happy thing. But like my original lyric was on a rainy day in Copenhagen city streets. But that whole song was written in Copenhagen when I was on like my first European trip by myself or staying alone, right? But my best friends were studying abroad there. And I just feel like I found myself as an independent woman. And that was like the beginning of the next chapter of my life. So I felt like it was just a massive launch pad in all ways. So that's that song. And I feel like you can feel the freedom in the lyrics of it. Oddly, the whole EP is kind of about friendship and where I was raised, because after coming to London to get a second wind as an artist, I realized like there were so many things that made me who I am from where I'm from, which I feel like you don't always do. You know, you have to go somewhere else to see what you have, X, Y, Z, right?
Yeah.
And so the second song on it is called That's All Right. And that was kind of me making fun of myself, but also embracing it. I wrote it with my friend Clint Wells in Nashville, and it really was quite organic. I just came back from London. I went to his house and we were at a studio and just kind of chatting about like, yeah, you know, like it's so different in the UK than it is in America, or like, especially LA is, you know, in the music industry. And I just want to be me and they're going to let me be myself there. And then he's like, okay, so who's Monica Avon? And then we just started, you know, I was just making fun of myself and we're like, yep, that's it. And the song was written.
Yep.
And then the third track, Kids in LA, which everyone just heard, obviously an ode to the kids I grew up with. God bless them. It just, I had the best humans growing up. And the third song is Reasons to Reminisce.
Which we're going to play at the end.
Oh, that is my emotional blackout song. My goodness. I found an old cell phone, rediscovered the entire relationship that was the adolescent love of my life. And, you know, you tell yourself a story that you think is true, but, you know, when you go back and look at it, it's kind of the opposite, usually at least. And so that was just a very heat of the moment song. And I really, really love that one. And then the last song on the EP, Last Local in Venice, is actually the first one I ever recorded for this project. And that song is very, very dear to my heart, about watching the hometown you grew up in completely change into this like unrecognizable mecca of people.
And tell us about the poems. Tell us about the poem. The track list poem. I've never heard of this. And this is a really good idea. God. Really good.
Thank you. That's like, I'm so happy you said that, because I put so much effort into it, and like only one other person in my entire career has ever brought it up. So I write these track list poems because I'm kind of old school, right? Like growing up on vinyl, artists would intentionally pick songs to be on a specific project. It's like a massive baby, right? It's a huge creative baby. And I feel like the public just doesn't always know what goes into it, why they pick certain songs. And I really want people to know with every release that I make that like, they're usually concept albums, I guess. And even my very first CD, anybody in the world that has Decisions and Revisions, that was my first tracklist poem, because it was like a consecutive story. And so I just kind of try to do that with every single thing that I release, even if it's just an EP, because I feel like it's super important to just who I am.
Tell us about your best lyric, because I always asked artists this. It's the lyric that you wrote and you went, oh, I'm really proud of that one. So what song and what lyric is it for you?
You know, lately it's been Kids in LA, I think, is my favorite song lyrically, because I wasn't even trying to write a song. And it would be the middle eight. So like we were invincible and miserable. It was the time of our lives. We laughed till we cried. And I know it's, and even like the line together in the abyss, it is so simple. And it's not like some deep metaphor thing, but like every time I sing it, I like want to cry.
Yeah. And that is from Kids in LA, which we heard at the top of the interview. We're going to finish with reasons to reminisce. But before we do, what are your plans for 2022? How has lockdown affected you over there and gigging and, you know, getting your music out?
Honestly, for me, I think it was a big blessing because it kind of allowed me to focus on, like, take everything away. Who is Monica Avon? What do I want to be? I feel like it was the most free creation process I've ever had in my life. So that was an unexpected gift. As for 2022, we have some cool things lined up, travel permitting, to come to the UK, Europe, all that jazz. I'm pretty excited about it. I'm trying to keep optimistic. You never know. But I think it's going to be a really, really, really great year. And we have new music on the way.
Excellent.
And other surprises.
It's really been fantastic to speak to you, Monica, and I've been loving playing your tracks. I'm so lucky I get to play some fantastic new music here. So thanks to everybody at Futureproof as well, because they've been really good for getting your music over to me, which is, you know, which is great. They are the best. Give a little shout if you like. I'm sitting here waving in the studio. You can't wave on the radio. I must tell myself not to do that. If people want to find out more about you, Monica, where can they go?
You can find me on any social media, Facebook. All the things are just Monica Avon. I kept it real simple.
Yep, and that's A-B-E-N. Thank you very much also because you did some idents for me. So thanks for doing those. You sent them over with your little introduction. But would you like to introduce the next track because it is yours?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Michelle. This next song is called Reasons to Reminisce. I hope it makes all of you feel things.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Are we all who we are? I don't remember deciding. I promised I wouldn't look back that far. The memories are inviting. And now I'm reading the stars, but I feel like they're lying.